answer to the question, is possessing power, wealth, and grandeur incompatible with the essence of Islam? Some circles identify being a Muslim with poverty, underdevelopment, rustic manners, passivity, or the state of giving up all mundane interests. However, this is not true. When people actually refer to the Quran, it immediately becomes clear that Islam does not suggest such a model. We can see this in the splendid wealth and possessions that Allah granted to many of the prophets. Over the centuries, Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, unprecedentedly glorious wealth has become legendary. Sulaiman, peace be upon him, a prophet praised by the Quran for his exemplary conduct, surely pursued nothing but earning Allah's good pleasure, and had no guide other than his religion. Indeed, before being endowed with great wealth, he prayed the following prayer. He said, "My Lord, forgive me and give me a kingdom the like of which will never be granted to anyone after me. Truly, you are the ever-giving." Surah Sa'd 35. If praying for wealth was a practice to be condemned, then a prophet praised by Allah in the Quran would not have done so. Indeed, the Quran states that Allah answered his prayer, as the verse below indicates. Allah always mentions Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, with praise. "And to Dawood we gave Sulaiman. What an excellent servant. He truly turned to his Lord." Surah Sa'd 30. Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, is not the sole example, for Allah also granted authority and power to his father, Prophet Dawood, David, peace be upon him, as well as great wealth to the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and his family. Or do they in fact envy other people for the bounty Allah that has granted to them? "We gave the family of Abraham the book and wisdom, and we gave them an immense kingdom." Surah An-Nisa 54. As we see, Allah condemns any feelings of jealousy over the wealth he grants to Muslims as a blessing. The Quran reveals that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was also enriched by Allah for, "Did he not find you impoverished and enrich you?" Surah Ad-Duha 8. At this point, the difference between wealth as perceived by believers and unbelievers arises. Believers are conscious that only Allah, the real owner of property, gives wealth, while unbelievers perceive wealth as claiming ownership over property, and disregard the fact that all the property and wealth belongs to Allah. This divergence also emerges when it comes to using property. Believers spend their wealth for good causes, whereas unbelieving property owners commonly seek to cause corruption in the land. Surah Al-Qasas 77. Wealth, glory, and authority are blessings that Allah bestows upon His servants. The essential feature here is to use this wealth in the proper way, in order to give due thanks to Allah for them, to constantly remember His favors, and thus to draw nearer to Him and seek ways to earn His good pleasure. Indeed, the Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, words below, make his intentions clear. And he said, "Truly do I love the love of good, with a view to the glory of my Lord." Surah Sa'd 32. However, we need to remember that this life is a test sent to us by Allah. The level of people's commitment and patience shows when they are confronted with hardships and difficulties, for the reaction reveals the profoundness of their faith. Thus Allah may test people with such difficulties as death, fear, hunger, poverty, and so on, both to reveal their steadfastness and other superior qualities, and to reward them. However, while showing patience, Muslims must pray constantly to Allah for relief, increase, and an expansion of blessings. Furthermore, they have to ask for these blessings not only for themselves, but for all believers, and ask for vast resources so as to glorify Allah's name. This is the attitude that most complies with the Quranic stance. However, it goes without saying that the criteria used to judge people in Islam is not wealth, for poverty or wealth does not determine a person's worth in Allah's sight. What matters is that believers spend their means, whether abundant or scarce, in compliance with Allah's good pleasure, and ask for wealth only to spend for His cause. Believers do not hoard possessions, for they avoid the fate awaiting those who do, which the Quran describes in the following verse. "As for those who hoard up gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, give them the news of a painful punishment." Surah At-Tawbah 34. Believers enjoy spending in Allah's cause just as they enjoy benefiting from His blessings. From this stance, praying for wealth, possessions, and fortune is an act of worship that brings reward to sincere believers. Allah promises to increase the believers' property provided that they thank Him for them and spend it in His cause.
www.harunyahya.org